So today we are celebrating a ceremony called Vaishnava Diksha. And specifically, it's called Harinam Diksha, Divyagan. So through the process of Diksha, one receives spiritual knowledge. Sometimes we refer to Diksha as initiation, which we are doing today. But we should be very careful not to misunderstand the purport or the meaning of the word initiation. Sometimes people think initiation means I've made it. I've achieved the perfection of spiritual life, or at least I've joined the Hare Krishna Club. Just like one may join some organization like Rotary International or anyway, so many other organizations are there in the world today. But it is not that. Srila Prabhupada defined the English word initiation as meaning beginning. In other words, it is beginning one's progress in spiritual life. It is one of the preliminary processes of Krishna consciousness. It is not one of the ultimate processes or the final processes in Krishna consciousness. It is one of the beginning. And I'll explain it in the context of one's progressive path of becoming completely Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu actually explained it. Ado Shraddha Tata Sadhu Sangota Bhajana Kriya. These are the first three steps, the little baby steps. So the first step is Ado Shraddha. This word Shraddha means faith, but it means more than just belief. There's a difference between belief and faith. And let me be very clear about that. Belief means you can believe that something exists, but faith means that you believe by doing what that particular person says or what the scriptures say in this regard, then all purposes will be accomplished. In Bengali, that's Shraddha Shabde Vishwas Shakahe Sudrida Nishchaya. That's the Bengali definition by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the Chaitanya Charitamrita of what faith is. So the first step that one takes in Krishna consciousness is to believe that by following the process of Krishna consciousness, then all of your purposes will be fulfilled. So what is your purpose? To become happy, to become full of knowledge, isn't it? And not to die. It's like we hear the spiritual world has the principles of Satchit Ananda, eternity, bliss, and knowledge. And this material world is what? Asat, Achit, and Nirananda, the opposite. So our purpose is to get Satchit Ananda. So we understand by following the process elaborated on by the Goswamis of Vrindavan, originally given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself and by Srila Vyasadeva, then our purposes in life will become fulfilled. Because whatever we do, we're doing to become happy, we're doing to have good health, to live longer, or to get knowledge. You just analyze all of our activities in this particular way. So that's the first step, that one trusts implicitly in the Vedic literatures and the teachings of our sampradaya. This is a very important principle too. Because spiritual knowledge, in fact, any absolute knowledge must come down from the absolute platform. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. And Krishna has arranged that spiritual knowledge comes down through a chain of disciplic succession. So, therefore, that's the first step. We trust. Yes, even though I may not fully understand at this point, even though I may not fully realize all the imports and purports of the Vedic literatures, still I trust. I believe. I trust. But different than belief. And even as the Bhagavatam tells us, Yasya Devi Para Bhaktir Yata Devi Tata Kuru Tashayate Katitari Artha Prakashante Mahatmana, that if one has that trust, then gradually everything becomes revealed to that person. The one who has faith in Guru, one who has faith in Vedic literatures. All right, so first step, Ado Shraddha. That means in the beginning, there's that faith. And then because you have that faith, then what happens? Then you search out people who are also of the same faith, of belief, people who are practicing what they preach. That's called acharya. Not that everyone who's practicing Krishna consciousness is an acharya with a big A, but there's a small A acharya, which achar means to act. So there's achar and prachar, right? Prachar means speak. Achar means act. So we are seeking out the association of people who act nicely and speak nicely. Two things. These are two prerequisites. And of course, that's also stated when one's looking for a guru. Taz vijnanartam sa gurum eva bigachet samit panish rochiram brahmanishtam. One should look for a guru who is a servant, acts nicely, never falls down, brahmanishtam, has heard shrotriyam, that means he's speaking nicely, like Prabhupada said about himself. He said, I can speak nicely because I have heard nicely. So, very important principle. So the next point is to seek out the association of such personalities. And of course, our Krishna consciousness movement is made for that particular purpose. Prabhupada states that, to give people the association of advanced devotees. I mean, we have temples, we're doing so many things, but the ultimate purpose of our organization, if you have to give like a mission statement, I know we make it a little more complicated when we're doing strategic planning, but the ultimate purpose is to give people association. That's why Prabhupada said international society. Prabhupada didn't say international company for Krishna consciousness, international people for Krishna consciousness, international buildings for Krishna consciousness, or international churches for Krishna consciousness, or he said society. So society of devotees. So satatam kirtiyanto mam yatantas cha dridavrata namashyantas jamambukcha tityuktubhasati. So we can associate with each other and give others that association. Because if people get that association, sarusanga, sarvashashukhoi, lava matra, sarusanga, sarvasirihoi, all perfection is obtained by that. So just going through the steps. So the second step is sarusanga. And then when you associate with people, the sadhus, and you have their sangha, means association, then bhajana kriya. You begin to form or perform the activities of bhakti yoga, and that's called vaidhi bhakti. Vaidhi is a division of sadhana bhakti. So sadhana means to practice. Jai, Shishi Radhakala Chanji Ki Jai. Sadhana means to practice, and vaidhi means to practice following strictly the rules and regulations. There's a second division called Ragunuga sadhana, which means to practice spontaneously. But at the present time, I think most of us are not practicing spontaneously. Spontaneous practice means when it's time for Mangalarti, you're here. You don't think about it. You don't get angry at the alarm clock in the morning. You know, you don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You're just like, wow, it's time for Mangalarti. Jai, Haribo! So you can tell, you know, if the temple was full during Mangalarti, then basically everybody would be spontaneous, you know, every day. Day after day after day after day. Or people have to do it in their home, but at least you're sadhana, you're enthusiastic about, rather than doing it just because, well, I have to do it. This is the rule. I have to chant 16 rounds. Why do you chant 16 rounds? Because I have to. Why do you follow four regular principles? Because I have to. I don't want to. You know, I don't know why, but anyway, I have to. Why? Because Prabhupada said, I have faith in Prabhupada, you know, even though this is the most difficult thing I've ever done my whole life. Just like I remember when I first joined the movement, here's a little personal story. One of the things, I came in contact with Krishna consciousness in 1969, and I didn't want to join the Hare Krishna movement, primarily because you had to get up early in the morning. And also you had to shave your nice, beautiful hair. And also you had to dress in these bed sheets. So I definitely didn't. I was chanting, following the four regular principles, but the, you know, getting up early, you know, no way, no way, Jose. I was going to get up early. But when I met Prabhupada, then I understood if I wanted to please Prabhupada, I met Prabhupada in 71, then that was it. You know, I had to wear bed sheets, shave my head, and get up early in the morning. It was all over for me. So the point, but at that point, I was doing it to please Prabhupada. I didn't have a taste for doing getting up early in the morning. You know, I'm not saying now whether I have a taste. Hopefully, after 45 years of the movement, I do have some sort of taste. But in the beginning, it's like that. So you have to. So that's called Vaidhi. And Raganuga is when you start to have a taste, and then also you start to think of the spiritual world spontaneously. You know, right now, if we start to think spontaneously, our mind goes to matter, right? Automatically, it just goes to matter. If you just think so. But someone who's in the higher platform of bhakti, his mind automatically goes to spirit, and he has to struggle to put it into matter. You know, just like it goes to thinking about Radha and Krishna's pastimes in the spiritual world. And if someone says, well, you have a GBC meeting, oh, then he has to struggle to manage. Of course, that's for Krishna too. Anything a devotee does is for Krishna. So then the Bhajana Kriya, Vaidhi, and then Raghunuga, and then after that, he comes to the platform of Anartan of Vritti. That means he's getting rid by the Bhajana Kriya, performing the items of bhakti that are mentioned in the Nectar Devotion. Nectar Devotion is extremely important book. Prabhupada said is our law book. Because it details, there's four different directions in the Nectar Devotion, east, south, west, north. And the first direction details all the basic principles of devotional service. South, details like the bhava. Then the west, you get into the different rasas. And then in the north, you get into the indirect rasas. But in any case, the Nectar Devotion details the do's and the do-nots in Krishna consciousness. And, you know, what to avoid, the offenses to avoid. And in this context, Prabhupada would always speak about the offenses on chanting, because the chanting is our most important principle in sadhana bhakti or in any type of bhakti. The interesting thing about chanting is that chanting is the sadhana and it is the sadhya. Sadhya means goal. Sadhana means the practice that you have. So you're chanting now and you will chant in the spiritual world. It's not that, wow, now I only have to chant now. I do my austerity chanting Hare Krishna. And in the spiritual world, then, you know, it's just like going on vacation to the Bahamas or Fiji or something like that. It's not like that. Chanting goes on forever. And it increases in the spiritual world. So it is the sadhana and the sadhya. So there's principles about chanting that Prabhupada would always mention during the initiation lecture. And what to avoid. What do you avoid? You avoid the 10 offenses. 10 offenses are blaspheming devotees who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord. But when I usually give this lecture, I always sort of talk about the opposite. Instead of blaspheming, serve. I always like to talk about things in the positive rather than the negative. You know, don't blaspheme, but serve. That's nice. That gives a sort of like a lighter feel to the whole thing. Nice music. So what I usually do when I'm giving a lecture, I announce about cell phones. I say that please leave your cell phone on because anyone whose cell phone goes off is giving a donation to the deities of $100. And so everybody naturally turns the cell phone off. So the second offense is to think that the names of the demigods, like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, etc., are equal to or independent of the holy name of Lord Vishnu. Instead, we understand Lord Vishnu's name stands supreme. Aham Adirhi Devanam, he's the source of the devas. Wow. You got a nice donation, Nityananda, for the deities. Write everybody's name down. It's great. I mean, you're going to support the temple this way. So then the third offense is to disobey the order of the spiritual master. The positive of that is to obey the order of the spiritual master. Next offense is to blaspheme the Vedic literatures or literatures in the pursuance of the Vedic version. The positive of that is to glorify the Vedic literatures, to follow the Vedic literatures, understand the purpose of the Vedic literatures, as Krishna says in 15:15 in the Gita. So next one is to think the glories of chanting are imagination. And the positive of that is to understand Namachintamani Krishna's Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha. Pura Shuddha Nichimukto Vinatvam Namanamino. Krishna is non-different from his name. He's directly there, Radha and Krishna directly there. Next one is to give some perverted, imaginative interpretation of the holy name. Instead, we understand the real meaning of the holy name is we're praying to Radharani to let us serve Krishna. Everyone understand that? Hare. That means Radharani in the vocative, calling out. Then the next offense to be avoided is to consider the chanting of Hare Krishna to be like one of the karma kanja rituals. Karma kanja rituals are rituals done for some material upliftment. Like you have, what is it called? Satchanarayan Katha, right? You chant Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Om Jaya Jagadisha Hari, Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Give me a house by the sea, Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hari. Make a lot of money for me, Swami Jaya Jagadisha Hari, right? Or, anyway, so many things. We don't want to offend anyone. So that's karma kanja. But the chanting of the holy name, the business, what we get from that is pure love of Krishna. We become happy, eternal, full of bliss and knowledge. What else do you want? Money's not going to help you. And Krishna will give you whatever you need. Anyanyas chintayantu mam. Yajanak paryupasate, tesham nitibi yuktamam, yogakshem vahamiyam. Krishna knows what you need. Prabhupada said you don't need to ask him. It would be like a child asking his father, are you going to feed me tonight, daddy? You know, it's an insult. If he says, dad, is there any food tonight? You know, no, Krishna knows. So you don't have to go through this karma kanja stuff. So the next offense is to preach the glories of the Lord to the faithless. In other words, you don't want to say things to people that will encourage them to commit offenses or to misuse the holy name. So the positive of that is you preach according to time, place, and circumstance. And we see many devotees are expert in that. My godbrother, Devamritamar, is very expert in opening up these loft preaching centers where they're preaching according to what people are able to understand. Even in the Bible, you have Lord Jesus say, "What? There's much I have to tell you, but you can't bear to hear." So obviously, if he told them, you're reincarnating and please chant Hare Krishna, you know, the crucifixion would have occurred a lot sooner. Isn't it? You know, all he was doing is telling you, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might, and he got in trouble for that one. Because he was overturning the tables, you know, the tables where they were collecting money outside of the temple in Jerusalem. So we don't preach to the faithless, but we adjust our preaching so everybody can get the holy name some way or other according to their ability to accept and understand. And the last offense is to not have complete faith in the chanting of Hare Krishna, maintain material attachments. Now, I want to be clear about that. It's not offensive to have material attachments. It's offensive to maintain material attachments. In other words, we should be trying to get rid of them. And even if we have material attachments, we keep chanting. And by that clearing process, the anarthas go away. And also, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says the basic foundational offense is inattention while chanting. And it's a type of laziness that people don't take the trouble to control their mind and bring their mind back while they're chanting Hare Krishna. So that's the negative, the 10 offenses. And then positively, we study the Shikshashtaka, which they're the 8 prayers that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us to understand the right mood to chant Hare Krishna. Especially Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram Patitam Mam Vishame Bhavambudo. Oh, son of Nanda Maharaj, I'm your eternal servant, but somehow or other I've fallen into this horrible ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and put me as one of the atoms at your lotus feet. So, anyway, so that's the process of sadhana bhakti, especially the chanting, the deity worship, the serving the Vaishnavas, observing the holy days, living in a holy place, sankirtan. This is sadhana bhakti. So, anartana vritti shat. And then after one is performing this, one becomes steady in devotional service. It's called nishta. And then one gets a real steady taste, ruchi, shakti. One becomes completely attached. Then one develops the bhavas, beginning with the vibhava. I won't get into the whole discussion of the bhavas. That means spiritual emotions. And then ultimately one has Krishna prema, which is the goal of Krishna consciousness, to love Krishna. Then everything is satisfied at that point. All your desires are satisfied. Like Dhruva Maharaj, when he saw Lord Vishnu, he said, I was looking for some broken pieces of glass, but have found a wonderful, beautiful gem. And then he lost interest in all the previous desires that he had. So anyway, so this is the process. So initiation is the beginning of that, is one of the preliminary steps. So now that you're taking initiation, so you're understanding it in that particular perspective. And initiation also means to take a vow or vows. We have the 4 regulative principles, you know, no meat, fish, or eggs, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling, and chanting 16 rounds every day. However, if one just follows those ritualistically, the advancement will be very slow. One has to follow avoiding the offenses and with a proper mood and praying to the Lord at the same time, performing the other items of bhakti, and particularly we should be serving Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON movement. This is extremely important that when we take initiation, we're taking initiation to serve everybody in ISKCON, of course, to serve Srila Prabhupada in this preaching mission in whatever way that we can, whether it's by pujari work, whether it's by sankirtan, whether it's by doing some office work in the temple, whether it's by contributing financially to the Krishna consciousness movement. This is part of the initiation procedure. Because to please Srila Prabhupada is essential insofar as advancing in Krishna consciousness, because all of us are servants of Srila Prabhupada. I may be giving initiation today as Srila Prabhupada's servant, and I'm not speaking Ritvik philosophy. Actually, I am giving initiation. But the guru is always the servant of the previous acharya. That is always there. Like Srila Prabhupada considered himself the servant of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and all the previous acharyas. We are never independent in any way. So we are always acting on behalf of the previous acharya and acharyas. So part of that acting on behalf of the previous acharya is going back to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and indeed to Lord Krishna himself, the first preceptor in the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. We should be active in spreading and helping to spread this Krishna consciousness movement and serving this Krishna consciousness movement. So that's part of the initiation procedure. Sometimes people ask me, they say, oh, you take so much difficulty. It is so much difficult, so many headaches in doing your service for Krishna. Why don't you just retire or just be independent or something like that? Well, the point is, if we actually love our spiritual master, we should always be thinking, what will please him? So in my life, I am thinking, what will please Prabhupada? And If something will please me but not please Prabhupada, I am not interested in that. I'm interested in pleasing Prabhupada and hence pleasing Krishna. So that's what disciple means. Samit Pani. So we should learn this principle, and then advancement will be very quick. And then all the other aspects of Krishna consciousness, like we were talking about the whole progressive path of Krishna consciousness, will come by the mercy of our chain of disciplic succession, by the mercy of his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada and our spiritual master. We will understand our spiritual identity. We will meditate on Krishna's intimate pastimes, and ultimately we will go back to home, back to Godhead. So that's the lecture for tonight. So the next item is we go to the temple room. I mean, go to the old sanctuary. What do you usually do? Okay. So one thing I have to do is chant on the beads before. So maybe we can all chant around together. That would be nice. I understand you had a program here where everybody was chanting rounds together for 24 hours. That's nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, okay, you got your cameras out, take a picture of this, I'm getting the beads. All right, so Heath, we want to come up, and I guess the deity, Radhakala Chandra, you're closed now. So yeah, to Srila Prabhupada, and then Giriraj. Jai. These are the deities. Sometimes I say they travel with me, but I travel with them. There's a difference. They take me around wherever they go. And so they're very special. Radha and Krishna, Govardhan Shilas. No one should worship Govardhan Shilas or Shalagram Shilas without permission from their guru, and especially Govardhan, permission from a Brajabasi. It's very important because otherwise there can be some effects that are not so desirable. Okay, so traditionally we ask, what are the four regulative principles you're promising to follow?
No meat, fish, or eggs. No intoxicants. No illicit sex, and no gambling.
Okay. And how many rounds are you chanting?
At least 16.
Minimum. Good. That's good. At least 16. So you get the beads with your right hand. So your name now is Kirtan Ras. Not at all. Kirtan Roski Jai. So, because everybody knows what kirtan means, I think. I hope so. And rus means the taste. It doesn't mean relationship. It means, some devotees mistranslate it, means, thinking it means relationship. It means a taste from a relationship. Just like there's the rus of sweetness when you eat something, the rus of bitterness or sourness on different parts of the tongue. So there's a rus or from kirtan. And the rus from kirtan is very interesting. It's nama, guna, rupa, and lila. That is, by chanting the holy names properly, then you begin to experience the form, the qualities, and the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead become manifest in your heart, or as Srila Prabhupada said, a spiritual television. So that's the kirtan rasa. That's the taste. Yeah. Okay, so we'll go to the, what do you call it? You call it the sanctuary, or do you call it the, you call it the sanctuary? Oh, the hall. When I first came here in 72 or something like that, this was a basketball court. I remember the hoops were here too, and the markings on the floor. And I was here when Srila Prabhupada installed Radha Kalachandri. I was watching Srila Prabhupada do that. And I was cooking in the kitchen for Radha Kalachandri, so the first offering or something like that. And then that was many years ago. It was 1972 or something. Yeah, I remember that. That was intense. And Prabhupada, anyway, it was amazing. It was amazing. And then Prabhupada, I was here when Prabhupada came the second time too. Because I started out in Dallas. I joined the movement in Florida, in Gainesville, Florida. But then I came to help in the school when it was on Turtle Creek. That was many, many years ago, before most of you were born, in fact. So anyways, so I just remember this room as being a nice gymnasium, you know, and had all the markings on the floor when we first started worshiping here. And the first altar for the deities was just linoleum tile on top of some wood or concrete blocks. So things have changed quite a bit. By the mercy of Srila Tamal Krishna Maharaj and his wonderful devotees, things have really blossomed. Okay, so all glorious through divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.
Shri Mataji, 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 Sh Yeah.